Hello, I am your sensei. You may call me sensei. I will teach you how to freaking lucid dream. So, incubation is apparently what I promised. It's funny because I remembered saying it and I saw Frying Man's post and I would not have done a thing on incubation today had he not posted there, because I forgot that I told you guys that I was going to do that. Incubation, party. Everybody loves incubation, right? You guys all practice incubation left and right like bosses. I'm just kidding. Incubation is actually a long forgotten art. I have some to say about it. I have my experience to give you and then my conclusions. I can't give you a step-by-step how to do it. And I will explain why in my conclusion. I'm so sorry. I know you guys all love step-by-step. Y'all like step-by-step. He leads me. And I will follow him all of my days. And I will seek him in the morning. And I will learn to walk in your ways. One day, in one of these podcasts, I am just gonna like keep singing for like an hour. Let you guys know what it's actually like inside of my head. Because you know, I'm friends with the monsters that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. Trying to change me. Stop holding your breath. Anyways, incubation. So here's what I had happen in my life with incubation, because I'd always heard about dream incubation. I have no idea why. I just always heard, oh yeah, you can incubate your dreams. And instead of doing the smart thing and being like, hey, I should look up dream incubation, I was just like, this seems like it'd work. Like, and I did that, and I realize now that's what naturals do with lucid dreaming, what I did with dream incubation. So naturally I am a dream incubator. I had heard about it, kind of. Really, I don't know if I'd heard about dream incubation because I didn't call it that. I think what I had heard about is that dreams are awesome and they're affected by how you think. So I was like, psh, I'm gonna do that. So I thought, you know what? The reason I have dreams about what I'm thinking about. Most of the time I have the same abilities I have in life. So what if I actually believed that I had extra abilities? What if I believed that I had the force? And what if I believed that I could manipulate fire? So for a week, I spent my entire day, not my entire day, I still had basketball and all sorts of things, you know, all the time. But anytime I saw something like 5 feet away or so, I'd just look at it and be like, I have the force. And I would like lift it with telekinesis in my mind. And after about 3 weeks, which I've heard is a very normal time for dream incubation, and I've gotten that time down to about 3 days, maybe 2 days if I'm feeling, if I'm Genki Psycho, if I'm feeling pretty spiffy, or good, whatever you want to call it. I don't really know exactly what that translates to. It always says feeling spiffy, but I mean, Genki is good. So I'm gonna guess it means feeling good, and they translate it as feeling spiffy, because it makes more sense in English. Okay, sorry. I get a little sidetracked, but I was realizing that's what I miss about my older podcast. Is at first I just like kind of talked for a long time, just like oh no, no, but now I've been like redoing them so much, and there's way less singing, and there needs to be more singing. So then, one day in my dream, I'm just like, whoa, I can use the force, or I can see the future. Anyway, so I was like, what? How did I? Like, I'm like, I got it in there. And you know what? From then on, randomly in my dreams, if I needed it, if I felt like it was there, I'd use the force in my dreams. But it was really just telekinesis. But in my mind, it was the force, because all I'd ever seen telekinesis really was, like, obviously I watched X-Men, but I mainly like watched Star Wars, because Star Wars is the best thing in the world. It was the best song in the world. So we get on to a little bit later. Actually, at about the exact same time. It was the same amount of time that, I don't know if you guys have ever heard, don't go back to sleep from a nightmare. Like, if you have a nightmare, you go right back to sleep, you jump right back in the nightmare, you're like, oh no, I'm gonna die! So I had this idea. I said, what if I go back to sleep from a dream and go back into the same dream? Oh, light bulb, you know. So what happened was every night when I woke up in the middle of the night from an awesome dream and I wanted to finish it, or every morning, which is also what led to me sleeping in a lot when I was this age. This is 15, 16, 17 era. Some of it obviously gets into 17 because I did not start watching anime until I was 17 years old. But, so I was like, all right, I wake up in the middle of the night. I'm like, man, that was an awesome dream. But I did not save the princess. I was in the middle of doing awesome stuff, but I stopped. So I'd wake up and I'd be like, don't move. You know, you don't want to lose the dream. You want to just go right back. So I had some practice with almost de-isling. I brought over my dream, but I didn't bring over my awareness, which is funny because right now, if I do that, I don't bring over my awareness, I don't bring over my dream, but I bring my awareness over. So I wake up and be like, don't move. Go back to sleep. And see, this is the thing. This is about 3 years. And after a while, you know what happened? Do you know what happened? I used to have only one dream per night. I'm not saying like one dream, but I mean like I would have like, instead of having like two or three dreams, because that was like the max I ever had back then, and it would just be like random scatterlings, I would have like one long dream. And every time I woke up and went back to sleep, it would just continue that dream. And if I was like having some morning time happiness, which sounds inappropriate, but like sleeping in the morning, I would just be able to jump right back into the dream and then wake up, go back to sleep, jump right back into the dream. And this was actually, I'm pretty sure this is kind of what led to my first lucid dream before I heard about lucid dreaming, which was one morning I was doing that. I was waking up and going back to sleep, waking up and going back to sleep. And I saw this girl that I liked and I was like, psh, I'm going to go talk to that girl. We're going to have a good time. Not like that, you friggin' pervs. I was planning on really just, like, practicing talking with a girl. Not, like, talking, but, like, you know, confessing that I liked her. I don't know if you've ever watched anime. They're always confessing. They never do it. But anyways, so I was like, I'm gonna go talk to her. And the dream character's like, why? Like, what's the difference now? And I'm like, because it's a dream. And he's like, whatever. And I'm like, wait, this is just not a dream. Is it a dream? What's going on? And that was a weird time. So anyways, then, so those are my, like, that's how I learned that one form of incubation was continuing dreaming, which, as I said, it's kind of just like de-isling. So my problem with that is I don't practice it anymore because I am practicing lucid dreaming in the middle of the night. And the other one is dream incubation, which I've only found one way to do it, and that's to change your mindset about something. I guess I've found a few different ways. There's a lot of, actually, I have, like, a bunch of ways to incubate, but one of the ways is, like, as I said, just go around. But the problem with that is it takes a lot of your mind energy where you could be spending time thinking about lucid dreaming. So I've changed them around a bit, and so we have the, I did the force, and then I did telekinesis, or no, I did the force, and then I did fire, then I did Rasengan, Chidori, all sorts of anime stuff, Melty's Door, if you guys know what that is. If you don't know what that is, you should check it out. Siren is an awesome manga. I'm hoping they make an anime. I need to check and see if they're making an anime. So, I'm just doing all that type of stuff, having a good time with dreams, you know? And then I kind of just, dreams just drop off for a while. And I think it's after I graduated, I was working, you know, full-time and saving up money for, you know, trying to buy myself a wife. I hear those things are expensive. but yeah, and then I finally heard about lucid dreaming. But anyway, so that's just part of my story. So then we get to what I've done lately. What have I done lately with dream incubation? Basically, the only way I found out to incubate something for me is it only takes a couple days. Find a game or something, and its problem is it has to be something you like. Like, I was incubating Minecraft for a while, and I had a lucid dream with Minecraft like 2 days ago. I was creating my house. I had one like 6 days ago as well. But I had one 2 days ago as well, and I went down and I started creating my house underneath the sand, which was cool because since it was Minecraft, the sand did fall down. I guess I went underneath the sand, if you guys know what that means. Like, I went underneath into the cobblestone and I started clearing out an area. Then I created a portal in it. I actually did a pretty good time. I did what I wanted. I created a small room and then I put a portal in it. But then I woke up. It was only like 5 minutes long. I didn't get what I wanted done. I wanted to do some decorating. So, anyways, so incubation. With this, you have to be, it's the only way I can find it is obsession. So you want that thing, like, for instance, you want it to be what you think about, what you do, like, you want to look up videos about it, you want to look up, you want to watch anime about it, you want to do everything you can for that thing to pop up, like, every second in your mind. The problem is it's, you can't really just choose a subject and be like, I'm going to be obsessed about this. And I think this is actually what most people's first lucid dream is from obsession and its incubation, and that's why it takes a couple of weeks sometimes. So obsession and incubation, and it takes it over. Now, here's another thing, is I found out certain times of the day that work better, but I can't tell if it's a time of the day. Like, it's not like I do it at a certain time of the day, I do it whenever I feel like it, and I start thinking about that thing, and it increases the chances of it going into my dream. And you guys aren't going to like what I have to say about it. It's not just something I can, like, pull on and be like, oh, I'm going to incubate now. It's something that I have developed the feeling for over a long amount of time, and so it's easier. So, as you guys can see, it's similar to lucid dreaming. It's not just something that I can jump in and just do the thing. It's just similar to lucid dreaming. You have to have the feeling. You can't just follow these steps. The steps will help you, though. So what this means is it's missing some things from lucid dreaming, which makes it a little bit easier. You don't have to have the state awareness. You don't have to have the awareness of two states. All you have to have is you change your belief about whether or not a thing is real or fake. And then you also just need to practice, really. You can also do the obsession. Those are the two different roads. There are two different roads, but you can do them at the same time. Now, here's where I qualify something as the obsession. Whenever you push something far enough that it's an obsession. When you close your eyes, what do you see? Now, if the answer is not that thing, then you're not obsessed with it yet. One time when I was a kid, I used to play Guitar Hero so much. And it was only for a few months. I mean, I don't want you to think I was playing Guitar Hero like all the time forever. It was a good game. It wasn't a great game. I mean, it took me like one day to get to hard and a week to get to expert. So there was not much of a challenge in it. It was pretty fun. I mean, but there was a time like I would fall asleep. And every time I closed my eyes, I would see like the little things scrolling down. and then I would... let's see, what would I do? Then, yeah, like, I could actually play what I saw in the back of my head. And so I would make sure that whenever I was, like, falling asleep, I would have, like, something similar to the shape of a guitar. Or I would just have the guitar right next to me, and I would be pressing the buttons. Guitar Hero is, I don't know, is easy because it's hand-eye coordination. It's hard because it's to the beat, and as you guys may have noticed, I'm not a musically inclined person. So honestly, I can actually play Guitar Hero just as well without sound than with sound. And it's funny because I've seen so many other people that you turn the sound off and they have no idea when to strum. But everything for me is just hand-eye coordination, not to the beat. But anyways, but then again, you get a song that has like a, oh, like do this three times, this five times. Like it's really difficult if the beat is, if like it's hard to do unless you have the beat. Some songs are like that. But anyways, yeah. So... then, of course, one time I played a dragon because I was like, I want dragons, so I looked for dragon games everywhere, finally found one I liked, and I played that game obsessively for a week until I beat it, and it was pretty good. There was, like, dodging and then fighting, and it was good. I enjoyed it. but anyways, so then every time I closed my eyes, I'd see a dragon. That was awesome. Good times. And then I finally started having dragons in my dreams, which is good because for the first 500 or 600 lucid dreams, I didn't see a single dragon. I was like, come on! But except for I did see one dragon in a non-lucid, which scared the crap out of me and made me feel like I was going to die. It's always great. Good feeling. I love that feeling. So what this means to you with lucid dreaming. I forgot something. So just like the other thing got easier with time, like how I can get obsessed over something and get it to where every time I close my eyes I see it. And it takes a day or two or three real fast. You know, I can just do it. Just boom. Like I'm going to get obsessed with this today and I'll have a dream about that tonight. So did the waking up and having to rush right back to sleep. Like, I got it to a point where I was able to get up and go back, like get up and go to the bathroom and then come back and then join the dream again. And I realized that the only thing that was changing was my mindset about the idea of it was that I was getting better at it, but I might have just been changing my mind that your dreams are able to fall, to continue if you go back to sleep. So honestly, I don't know if you can just make it to where your dreams always continue. That is something I've thought about doing, to where every single dream just follows from the end of the previous one. But then there's a problem. What if you just forgot the previous one and all the dreams always do that? Okay. But anyways, how this applies to lucid dreaming. Well, for one, it's just like lucid dreaming, as I said before, you get better to where you don't have to do as much because it's a lot easier because experience is coming, you know, so it only takes me a day or two to get obsessed with something, or I can actually get up and go to the bathroom and then go to sleep with incubation. But how are you going to use incubation to in order to lucid dream? Now, you've got dream signs and things like that, things that always get you lucid. Reality checking, as I told you guys all about reality checking, what it can help with, but it can also make you incubate your dreams into reality checking into your dreams, which is what a lot of people try think that it's for in the first place. That's hard because it's really, really hard to get obsessed with something that's not enjoyable. Like reality checking, it's not like, yay! Oh, hell yeah! Man, I don't. It's really hard to get super excited about something like reality checking. Find something you really, really like about lucid dreaming. Or find something that's always made you lucid, like witches or something like that, and get obsessed with it. Have it to where like you're just thinking about it all the time. I mean, in addition to your lucid dreaming practice, you want that thing just like, you know, you close your eyes and you see a witch shooting a spell at you. I always become lucid when I see a witch. I actually become lucid, then I see a witch, and sometimes I see a witch and then I become lucid. It's really crazy. Like, they're everywhere. Witches be crazy, y'all. So that's one of the ways I can help you. If you get really good with that, the idea that your dreams get more and more aware throughout the night, as well as the idea that a single dream gets more and more aware, is good for incubation. Like, say you woke up from a non-lucid and you're almost aware enough, and you wake up and you have to go to the bathroom, you get up, you go back to sleep, and you start the dream right there from where you were at before, and you were pretty aware before, it'll give you a pretty good chance to get lucid. That's how I use them, really. I don't use them that much. I use the obsession thing to change my dreams around quite a bit, just because it's fun to dream about different things, like dragons. And if I have a dream control, like, see, and that's what I use for goals a lot of times. Instead of saying, hey, I want to meet a dragon, I will incubate a dragon, and then I'll just be like, I'll become lucid like normal. I'll just work with the lucid, and then my dream goal stays the same of just slowing down. But this time, whenever I slowed down, there was already a dragon there. So yeah, incubation, it's good because it gets you pretty comfortable with the dreams at nighttime and everything, and I think that's awesome. A lot of the practice might make you less lucid, though, because you are taking your time away. I would only incubate if I had the time for it. I generally only have the time to lucid dream, but sometimes I'm just like, you know what, screw it, I'm gonna spend my time incubating, because sometimes it's just more fun. Alright, that's all I have for today. I'm sorry if I did not answer all of your questions forever. There's a good incubation tutorial out there on DreamViews, but honestly, I would just say you want to practice, if you don't know what to practice obsession, and practice changing your belief about what you can and can't do in real life. That always makes it easier for me. Alright, I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.